It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela. As we continue on this morning, I'm joined in the studio now by Nancy Seminoff, who is board president with Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan, and Elise Burr, director of the NMU Center for Rural Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Nancy, let's start here to talk about, the month of March is Reading Month in Michigan. What is that? What does that mean? What goes on?
March's Reading Month is an exciting time for schools and teachers to celebrate literacy in a variety of ways. And after 45 years of having started this month, we're pleased that some things are still taking place here in Michigan, and that is it is now a national reading month across the nation.
So when you talk about that as a celebration of literacy, what is it that you are doing? What are some of the, I mean, we'll get into some of the events, but what are some of the driving things that you do?
Well, literacy is reading, writing, speaking, listening, thinking, as we know. And so some classrooms are having Dr. Seuss visit, and they have a Dr. Seuss celebration. Others are reading specific books and doing activities. There's a whole range of things that we could talk about. And
how about in terms of events that perhaps you are helping coordinate? What's coming up?
To celebrate this month, we have four specific things that the Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan is supporting. And we're excited to do it, especially now, because 45 years ago, the Michigan Reading Association, which started March's Reading Month, launched balloons on the steps of the Capitol so that this became a statewide event. We were with Martha Griffith, and I was the president of the Michigan Reading Association at the time. And so for me, it's particularly special
good,
to celebrate
commemorative
March's
time,
Reading
yeah.
Month now, even though it's been taken, the events are national, and so there's National Reading Month across the nation. Well, the events that we have going on are really fourfold. We're still supporting the Michigan Reading Association, and we're excited that we've partnered with the Superior String Alliance to sponsor an event on the 22nd of March. It's a Jane Austen Salon concert from 5 to 6 at the First Presbyterian Church.
I was going to say, where are you doing it? First Presbyterian in Marquette?
5 to 6.
Okay.
So it's a focused event with Jane Austen.
Elise Burr, also in the studio here with us. She's director of the NMU Center for Rural Health. And what is it that has the Center for Rural Health involved in with the Reading Month activities?
It's actually a very unique partnership that we have with Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan. We teach about oral health. We have an oral health literacy project, and we go into about 12 different elementary schools in Marquette and Alger counties. We read to about 500 students. Curious George visits the dentist. We take our pre-dental students and pre-med students from NMU, and they help to educate students about proper oral health techniques. They demonstrate. They provide an oral health kit. They get to take the book home.
That's a real interesting idea. I like that. It's sort of a unique way of blending all of these elements of literacy. That's Elise Burr. She's director of the NMU Center for Rural Health. Nancy Seminoff, also here with us with the Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan. She's the board president. Nancy, you touched on it a moment ago. Let's go back to the concert that you have coming up here fairly soon. It's when and where and features what?
On March 22nd, which is a Saturday evening from 5 to 6, there will be a concert, a Jane Austen Salon concert, that we're sponsoring with the Superior String Alliance in Marquette. They do a number of concerts, but we're particularly pleased that they have joined with us for this particular event.
Are you doing that concert as a fundraiser, as an awareness event? What is the spirit of it?
The spirit of it is to really promote the similarities between music as a form of entertainment and information, as with reading books and writing and so on.
A form of literacy. Yeah.
Across all areas.
Now, Elise Burr, also here, director of the NMU Center for Rural Health. You touched on some of the events and activities you are doing at the center and with students. Give me a recap of some of those again and a few highlights.
Sure. We have our pre-med and pre-dental students at Northern Michigan University reading to second grade students and teaching them proper oral health techniques. Mm-hmm. They provide an oral health kit. They teach them how to floss and brush. And then we also send a letter home to parents. Inside the book is a QR code that students can scan later. And one of our NMU students will actually read the book with them.
Oh, okay. And you mentioned some of the oral health, or what was that? You mentioned that a moment ago. What's the details again with that?
It's the Oral Health Literacy Project.
Yes.
Yep. And okay. That project we've done for about 3 years now in partnership with Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan. And last year, the Copper Shores Community Health Foundation reached out to us because they were so impressed with that project that they wanted to expand it up into their neck of the woods. And so they're working with the Copper Country ISD and a group called the Student Leadership Advisory Council of the Keweenaw. And student leaders in that area are also doing the same project now.
So Elise, when you're talking about these types of efforts and you're doing this with reaching out into the Copper Country now and outside of the immediate Marquette area and going further, what kind of reach is this giving you with this effort?
We're actually going to be reaching more than 1,000 second grade students in about a 5-county area.
So why is that important to do that? Why do you want that outreach to keep going?
I think the more people that are aware about oral health education at a younger age, the better their teeth are going to be when they get older.
If someone can't maybe take part in these events or they want to find out a little bit more about what you do, maybe they want to help with the effort. What's a good way to maybe find out a little bit more?
They could certainly go on to our website, literacylegacyfund.org, and find us there. They can also go on Facebook, where we post a number of activities.
And the concert again is when and where?
It's March 22nd, Saturday, from 5 to 6 at the First Presbyterian Church, and that'll be followed by a reception with tea and biscuits.
Always Stay. Good. That's Nancy Seminoff. She is the board president with Literacy Legacy Fund of Michigan. Also Elise Burr in the studio with us, director of the NMU Center for Rural Health. Some very unique partnerships and ideas here. It's been a pleasure having you guys in to talk about it, get an update on it, and thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, if you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.